Morning.
Hello.
My privilege to be with you, brothers and sisters, here this morning, and to have that unexpected pleasure of being watching the baptism.
今天早上可以跟弟兄姐妹在一起，我非常荣幸，然后我也没有预期今天早上会见证这美好的洗礼。
I apologize. I have one thing I neglected to pack as I was preparing to come to Taiwan with the Bible. One drawback of putting my notes in my blazer this morning is that there I might be able to squeeze out a lot of water. Okay, the text for this morning is Romans chapter 1. We'll be looking at verses 1 through 7. I'll get warmed up. When I walked in here this morning, I immediately thought of two congregations that I had the privilege of one being a member of and another my daughter's being involved with. And that was your topic. Can you remember all that?
我今天早上一来到这教会的时候，我就想到过去我曾经接触过的两个会中，一个是我自己是会员的教会，另外一个是我女儿的教会。
The room reminds me of PCA Church in Wellsville, New York, where my daughter attended. My one daughter still attends, and is a student at Hope College.
那这个教会的。 房间让我想到，在纽约的一个教会，就是我女儿在那边念大学的时候所聚会的教会，她现在还在那里聚会。
And the other congregation is the first Reformed congregation that I was a member of in Ithaca, New York, which is a New Life congregation back in
PCA。那另外教会也是在纽约，就是我过去曾经在教会的会员。那我过去还在 PCA 这个宗派的时候。
Presbyterian Church in America, if PCA isn't familiar with you, it would be.
PCA 就是美国长老会.
It's we're part of an organization, we're part of an umbrella organization called PCAR, North American Presbyterian and Reformed Churches. So PCA is one of our ministries. PCA, and then we're also part of what's called the International Reformed churches in the last letter right out of my head. So we are pleased to be a part of an international fellowship. My privilege to be here with you really this morning, even though I'm getting over, I guess what you call, jet lag.
牧师刚介绍他过去曾经待过的宗派，他现在是 OPC 正信长老教会 的牧师，然后非常开心今天可以来到这里。
I'm not quite sure what she said. Hoping to be added in the translation there, I suspect. Anyway, it's been before yesterday, or is it today? I hadn't flown for 27 years.
Oh, well, 27年的时间就没有 长的飞行这样。So this was a, perhaps a shock to the system, but I was glad to it was an uneventful flight, 16 hours. But the EVA Air, the EVA,
I'll be very careful.
I'll hop over the top. Okay, I'm supposed to be the one that makes the comical. When Daniel asked me to speak to you this morning, beloved, from Paul's letter to the church at Rome.
当 Daniel 牧师邀请我来分享到的时候，我就想跟你分享保罗他跟他亲爱的罗马的教会分享的信使徒罗马书。
There is, I do not think, any more important book in all of the Bible.
那罗马书是我认为全本圣经最重要的一卷书。
Not to suggest that one part of the Bible is more inspired or more important.
我这样讲的意思并不是说圣经里面有一些卷书是有比较高的权威，然后另外一些书比较低的权威。
But the God's providence and the unfolding of history from the conclusion of those who came.
但是从上帝他处理整个教会的过程，还有从他慢慢的揭示他的奥秘的过程中。
In present time, God has used the book of Romans significantly.
上帝确实在过去的历史中非常多使用罗马书来造就教会。
Now I'd like us to read from the first seven verses of Paul's letter to the church.
好的，我先要来念罗马书，就是保罗写给罗马教会的这卷书一章的第一节到第七节。
Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart to the gospel of God.The gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, regarding his son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him and for his name's sake, we receive grace and apostleship to call people from among all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith.And you also are among those who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, who all in Rome, who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗，蒙召做使徒，奉派传神的福音。这福音是神借着众先知在圣经上预先所应许的，就是论到他的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。按肉身说，他是从大卫的后裔生的；按圣洁的灵说，因为从死人中复活，显明他是大有能力的神的儿子。我们从他领受了恩典和属灵的职分，在万族中使人因他的名相信而顺服，其中也有你们这些蒙耶稣基督所召的人。我写信给各位住在罗马、为神所爱、蒙召为圣徒的人，愿恩惠平安从我们的父神和主耶稣基督临到你。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of being able to read the words you have given to us.
天父，我们为着可以读你的话语这样的荣幸而向你感恩。
That word that points us to your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
这话语指向你的儿子，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
We thank you for your Holy Spirit who enables us to understand.And to put into practice what we need in that word.
谢谢你赐下圣灵，让我们可以明白并且顺服实践你所赐下的话。
We pray all this in Jesus' name and with faith.
我们祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So, the book of Romans has captured my attention for many, many years.
罗马书这卷书好多年都让我非常关注它。
Some 30 plus years ago, when I came to faith in Christ, I came across the first volume
那三十多年前我信耶稣的时候，罗马书是我读的第一卷书。
Of the sermon series by Martin Lloyd Jones on the Book of Romans，
那我听了一系列讲道，是中马田博士他罗马书的讲道。
And right then, there I made it my goal. To spend 10 to 15 years preaching through the Book of Romans.
Now we're going to
That's my goal.
That's always been funny. All right. In the history of the Christian Church, the Book of Romans has played significantly in almost all, not know that I can say all, but almost all reformations and revivals of the Christian faith in the history of the Christian Church around the world.
在全世界基督教会历史中，罗马书几乎是对所有的宗教改革的过程，还有大复兴的过程有非常深远的影响。
Romans has played a significant role in terms of the history
of the 罗马书扮演非常重要的角色，促成这些大复兴还有宗教改革。
If you were to read the commentary for more.On the Book of Romans, you are almost guaranteed in the introduction to come across the stories or examples or illustrations of this central role that Romans has played.
如果你读任何一些罗马书的注释，在这注释的开头的介绍，几乎你都会看见罗马书它曾经在历史上扮演过哪些重要的角色。
Almost always the three names that come up as illustrations of the central role of Romans in the history of the church are St. Augustine.
那罗马书所扮演的重大角色当中，你几乎都会看到有几个，有三个名字，那包括奥古斯丁
Martin Luther,
马丁路德
and John Wesley,
还有约翰卫斯理。
那 St. Augustine,
圣奥古斯丁
Bishop of the Hippo,
他是西波的大主教
in North Africa,
在北非。
He lived the life of being a professor of rhetoric.
他的一生当中，他就是一个教修辞学的教授。
In the fourth century,
那在第四世纪的时候
，still the Roman Empire was in existence at that point.
那时候罗马帝国还是在统治着那时候的地方。
Although he was able to live to see the downfall of the Roman Empire,
那他还可以继续的在罗马帝国统治之下生活。
His mother was a Christian by the name of Monica.
他妈妈是基督徒叫莫妮卡。
And he was raised in a Christian home. His father didn't become baptized until many, many years later, I think after the time of St. Augustine.
那他是在一个基督徒家庭长大，但是他爸爸一开始没有信主，他爸爸是在奥古斯丁自己信主之后多年才信。
Monica prayed for 30 plus years for the conversion of her son, Augustine. He was, in addition to being an academic, a maker, if you say it in the States.
他妈妈莫妮卡为他祷告了30多年，希望他不只是很有学识，而是能够信耶稣。
He was also.A playboy.
And
how is he?
How do I like?
And it was visiting the home of a friend.
This is your 朋友家
In the backyard of this, in the garden, in the backyard of this friend's house.
That's what happened to your 家的后院。
And he was overwhelmed with a sense of guilt, but also with a sense of God's calling on him.
那时候心里充满罪恶感，但也感受到上帝的呼召。
That he went to the backyard and started crying.
他到后院哭泣。
Sat down on a marble bench,
都在一个板子上。
On that bench was a book.
板凳上有一本书。
That was open to the book of Romans.
那本书刚好就是圣经，然后翻到罗马书。
And while he was sitting on that bench, the children next door were playing a game, and they were saying, "Prolegit" in Latin, which means "take up the read." Take up the read.
那他坐在板凳上的时候，那刚好隔壁人家的小孩就在玩玩一个游戏，然后他们就讲了一串拉丁语，意思就是说拿起来读吧。
And he did.
那他也真的拿起来读了。
That could change the history of the world.
而这个举动改变了世界上，改变了这世界的历史。
Not a little bit.
一点都不夸张。
Martin Luther, many years later, some 1100years later.
那好多年之后，大概是1100多年之后，是马丁路德。
He was training to be a lawyer.
他本来是受训练要做一个律师。
And in God's providence, ended up becoming a monk.
那在上帝的护理当中，他最后成为一个修道士。
In an Augustinian monastery in Germany.
那在德国的一个修道，一个遵循奥古斯丁传统的修道院。
See the connection? Augustinian monastery. Anyway, so Luther is over anxious about his relationship with God.
路德很担心他跟上帝的关系。
He was encouraged by his father confessor and his fellow monks to love the Lord, and he said, "Love God, I hate him."
那他就说要爱上帝，但是我恨上帝。
And so his father confessor sent him to get training. He became a doctor of sacred scripture.
那对他的爸爸就送他去受训，然后成为一个律法教师。
And while studying to teach the book of the Psalms and the book of Romans,
那他在研究要怎么样？诗篇 ，OK， 他就是要研究怎么样去教导诗篇。
Then he discovered the wonderful truth of the doctrine of justification by faith alone.
那他发现了一个非常宝贵的真理，就是因信称义。
And thus began the Protestant Reformation. Now, the Reformation didn't begin with doctrine of justification. That's a discovery that Luther makes subsequent to beginning the Reformation, but it is the heart of it.
所以宗教改革大概就从那时候开始。
And then finally, John Wesley. Now this is interesting, I think. Wesley was raised an Anglican.
最后我们要谈的是那个约翰威斯理。那很有趣的是，他是在那个圣公会的背景长大的。
And of course, served his whole life as a minister in the Anglican Church.
但他也是在英国国教的教会当中服事。
Church of England.
英国国教。
And yet, when he became a minister, he wasn't a believer.
当他成为牧师的时候，他还没有这个信仰。
He described his going to the colony of Georgia as a missionary to the founding governor of the colony. He described that situation.
那时候就去一个殖民地，叫查基亚的殖民地传道。美国的乔治亚州的传道。
In the U.S. I should say, not in Russia.
不是那个美国的乔治亚州，不是那个乔治亚州。
Thus he said he went to save the colonists and the Indians, and yet he himself was not saved.
那他传福音给这一代印第安人，但他自己还没有得救。
Having been a failure as a missionary,
他宣教工作失败了。
He returned to the United Kingdom,
回到英国。
and while in London was walking past a Bible study being held at Aldersgate Street.
那他经过了某一条街上的法庭吧。
And somebody in the Bible study was reading the preface to the commentary on the Book of Romans by Martin Luther.
那有一个人就在读马丁路德对罗马书注释的序言。
And that is when Wesley came to faith in Christ and Jesus Christ was part of strange and born.
那这就是他怎么样信主的，他描述当他读到这序的时候，他的心是火热的。
So, Romans is an important book, and that's why I wanted us to look at these verses this morning.
对，罗马书是很重要的书，这就是为什么今天早上我要跟你一起看罗马书。
Romans is Paul's introduction of himself to the church at Rome.
罗马书是保罗对于罗马教会，对他自己的自我介绍。
Perhaps Paul was concerned to set some matters straight.
或许保罗他关注的是怎么把一些事情讲清楚。
Perhaps also to explain the message that he had been preaching and teaching for 20 plus years as the apostle to the Gentiles.
也有可能是他想要把过去20多年他向外邦人所传讲的信息可以清楚的阐明。
So what we have here, the closest thing to a full-scale exposition of the Christian faith.
所以罗马书让我们看到是非常清楚的阐述基督信仰。
In all of the New Testament.
是在所有新约里面最清楚的阐述福音信仰。
Romans has transformed the church over and over and over again, and I believe that it can transform your life as well. And so I want to unpack these verses for you.
罗马书在过去的历史当中不断不断地改变教会，我相信罗马书已经改变你的生命，所以今天早上我要仔细地来讲解这七节经文。
Under the following three headings, Paul the Apostle, Jesus Christ our Lord, and then finally you who are called.
保罗就是被上帝呼召的使徒。
Let's look at that first point.
Right.
Turn to the look at verse 1, if you have it there. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel.
我们一起看第一节，耶稣基督的仆人保罗，蒙召做使徒，奉派传神的福音。
Perhaps we sometimes forget that the Apostle Paul was originally the arch persecutor of the early church.
有时候我们可能忘记保罗他原本的身份是逼迫初代教会。
He describes that time in his life in Acts chapter 8, or I should say in Acts chapter 8, it's Dr. Luke who describes that. But Paul himself describes his pre-conversion life in Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, and we do have opportunity later today or during the coming week. Look that over and see what he says about himself having been ahead of his fellow classmen in studying Jewish theology.
我们在使徒行传第八章看到保罗，他原本是逼迫教会，但是他却超然的重生得救。然后在腓立比书第二章也看到他在信主以前他是什么样的身份、背景、地位，然后后来怎么样成为教会领袖。
In Philippians, Paul says, "You have something to brag about."
腓立比第二章那里保罗说，如果你有什么可夸的，我必定更有。
Then he remembers that not only did he surpass his brothers in the faith.
那他也记得他在信仰，他过去还没有信耶稣以前，他在信仰上比同族的同胞们都还要更激进。
He was so zealous for the traditions of the fathers.
这里是第三章，腓立比第三章。他说，他比起他同族的长辈都还要对于犹太教传统更热心。
He went to the extreme of persecuting the early Christians.
他热心到一个程度，他逼迫教会。
hunting them down,
追捕他们
driving them from their home,
把他们从家里拖出来
having them tossed in prison,
把他们关到监狱
and in this one instance and probably more, he was a participant in the stoning of Stephen, at least watched while that was being done.
那最经典的例子就是当斯提凡被石头打的时候，他有参与在其中，至少他就是在旁边观看。
But the Luke says that Paul looked on and approved of what the people were doing.
书信上的作者路加医师说，这样描述到就是保罗他站着看发生什么事情，当斯提凡被石头打的时候。
Saul's persecution of the church, of course, were not his only sin.
保罗对教会的逼迫不是他唯一的罪。
But they were the epitome, were the clearest example of his sinful state.
对，但是他对教会的逼迫其实就是对于他这个人的罪最经典的彰显表现之一。
Beloved, if there was ever anyone who had no right to the grace of God,
如果你要想到任何一个人没有资格来领受上帝的恩典，那么最有代表性的人当然就是保罗。
He had absolutely no claim on God's grace.
他没有任何资格去得到上帝的恩典。
I know our temptation is to think that he did, but we're reading back into his pre-conversion.
那我会有
post conversion.
我觉得他所有的倾向，觉得保罗好像配得一些恩典，但是当你看他信主前是多么的邪恶逼迫教会，你就会知道他一定不配。
While I say that Paul was the last person who would seem to be eligible to receive God's grace,
但当我说保罗是最不配得上帝恩典的人的时候
，and he described himself as the chief of sinners.
他说他自己是罪人中的罪魁。
We know in fact that God did extend to him the grace of salvation.
我们知道上帝将救赎的恩典临到他。
Dr. Luke records three different times in the book of Acts the encounter that Paul had with the Lord on the road to Damascus. It's done three times.
在《使徒行传》里面，路加他就有三次记载保罗他怎么样描述他在大马士革的路上跟主相遇的经历。
He didn't have, well, he did have underlined. I think the way that we emphasize things in today's world with underlining and boldfacing and italicizing.Didn't have those kinds of things, and so it was put in that in the book of Acts three times to point out its significance.
使徒行传三次描述与主他保罗与主相遇的经历，就是要表达它是非常重要。
In those three accounts, we have the encounter between Paul and the risen Christ, and that encounter between Paul and the risen Christ.Whether he's fallen off a horse on his way to Damascus and on the way to Damascus to persecute Christians.
那这三个保罗与主与复活的基督相遇的记载，不管保罗他是骑马也好，或是不是也好，总是他是往要去逼迫基督徒的过程的路上。
So whether he's fallen off a horse or just fallen to the ground,
不管他是直接扑倒，或者是从马上摔下来。
Blinded by the light, and he hears the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, the risen and reigning Lord, who calls him to faith in him. He says to him, All you find it hard to kick against the goads, against the pricks, spikes.
保罗他反正在大马士革的路上，然后他就是被大风照瞎了眼睛，然后主耶稣亲自对他说话。
So Paul's dramatic Damascus Road encounter with Jesus is both his conversion and his call to serve as the apostle to the Gentiles.
保罗就在大马士的路上被主呼召，成为基督徒，也被主呼召成为外邦人的使徒。
We often think of that Damascus Road experience that the Apostle Paul had, beloved, as a template for everybody's conversion. It ought not to be a template for everybody's conversion, but it is a model.
那我们常常会想说，就是我们得救经历好像也要像保罗一样这么的戏剧化，但其实不是。但是保罗的经历是让我们看到一个从上帝使他重生得救的恩典。
But his calling is an apostle to you.
但是他被呼召成为使徒，这是非常特别。
He's called, as he says here, he's a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle.
他说他是蒙召做使徒，是耶稣基督的仆人。
An apostle is one who is sent by another.
使徒的意思就是蒙差遣的，被差遣。
A messenger,
一个使者。
More than that, an apostle is a representative, a divinely appointed representative. The term apostle simply is a transliteration of from the Greek.
使徒这个字就是希腊文某一个字的直接翻译,
apostello, which means to send.
用一个希腊文的字apostello就是意味着差遣的意思。
If you think about it, beloved, Jesus Christ is actually the primary apostle.
你可以想到的是耶稣基督就是那个最重要的使徒。
And we see that especially in the Gospel of John.
我们特别在约翰福音可以看到这个。
So our Lord provides the model for those he sends out as authoritative representatives.
所以我们的主耶稣他就是为他所差遣的那些人扮演的最好的榜样，什么叫做一个被差遣的使徒，一个使者。So
what Paul says is what God says.
所以保罗所传讲的就是上帝的话。So
Paul himself benefited personally from his encounter with the Lord on the risen. The risen Lord on the road to Damascus.
所以保罗他个人就是在大马士路上，透过他与主相遇，他自己个人得到救恩的益处。
Not only that, we also personally benefit from Paul's conversion. Paul.
不只是这样，我们自己也从保罗的悔改信主得到益处。
Think about this with me for a moment. We benefit from Paul's New Testament letters.
我们从保罗他所 所写下的新约书卷得到益处。
And if you include Luke, because he was a companion of Paul's, you can add Luke and Acts.
那你也可以加上路加福音跟使徒行传，因为路加他是保罗的同工。
We benefit from Paul's message.
我们从保罗的信息得到益处。
That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We benefit from that.
就是耶稣基督的福音，我们从中受惠。
We never, as Christians, outgrow the need to be reminded of the basic story of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们作为基督徒，我们非常的需要了解耶稣基督的生平。We
benefit from Paul's example.
我们也从保罗个人的生命榜样得到益处。
1 Corinthians 11, verse 1 says, "Follow me as I follow Christ."
个人写的是第四。 第十一章那里，保罗说到：“你们要效法我，如同我效法耶稣一样。”
You and I would probably be a little nervous about saying something like "Follow me as I follow Christ."
那你们跟我一样，可能会不太想要说出这种话，就是：“哎，你们要效法我，像我效法耶稣一样。”
We might say, "Do as I say and not as I do."
你们可能会跟我一样，就是会说：“哎，你们就照我所做的做，而不是照我的生活榜样这样。”因为我生活榜样很不太好。But
because Paul was the recipient of God's grace in Jesus Christ,
因为保罗他领受耶稣基督的恩惠，and
his authoritative representative,
他也是上帝亲自指派的代表。
Because of that, we benefit from that this many years later, 2,000, almost 2,000 years.
因为是这样子，所以呢，即使两千多年后，我们仍然从保罗生命得到益处。
Brothers and sisters, like the Apostle Paul, we too must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be saved.
弟兄姐妹，我们跟保罗一样，我们需要信靠耶稣基督，我们才能得救。
To be saved from the wrath of God.
从上帝的愤怒当中得救。
Which is coming upon those who will be found in their sin.
上帝的愤怒有一天会临到那一些继续在罪恶当中的人。
So the question is this.
关键问题是,
do we see, as we look at our own lives and situation,
我们是否在我们的生命和处境当中看见一件事,
the circumstances of our congregation,
我们教会弟兄姐妹当中的状况,
do we see the grace of Christ, which we see extended to Paul, do we see that at work in our own lives?
我们是否看见那曾经临到保罗生命中的恩典，也临到我们的生命和我们的处境中？
Our individual lives,
我们个人的生命是否经历神的恩典？
In our life together,
还有我们作为信徒群体，我们是否一同领受基督的恩典？
Now, as we move to verses 2 through 4, we come to the heart of the gospel message, these three verses.
那我们看第二节到第四节，这三节就是在谈论福音的核心。
These are the heart. These are the meat of the nut.
这是福音的核心。
Jesus Christ himself and what he has done for us.
耶稣他是谁，以及他为我们做的事。
Jesus himself, in himself, embodies salvation.
耶稣他自己就成全了救恩。
His very name.
他的名字。
In salvation.
他的名字的意思，耶稣的名字的意思就是救赎，就是拯救的意思。
To the Lord Jesus Christ, we experience, beloved, the benefits of the gospel, that is, the blessings that come to us that Paul later in Romans in chapter 8, verses 28 to 30 will touch upon.
那透过耶稣基督的生命，我们得到了救恩的所有，就是。 在罗马书8章28节到30节，我们所会看到的一切
，all those TION words in English that we learn justification，
就是简写的话，英文就 TION， 包括就是称义
，adoption，
还有我们被上帝收纳成为他的儿女
，sanctification，
还有我们越来越圣洁，越来越像基督
，and down the road glorification。
还有我们有一天会得荣耀
，in such things as peace of conscience，
还有我们在得到良心的平安，因为我们罪得赦免
，in the joy that the Holy Spirit brings us，
还有圣灵的喜乐
，Beloved， we are joined in the Lord Jesus Christ， and the Holy Spirit enables us to believe on Him。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，当圣灵使我们有信心信耶稣的时候，我们就与基督耶稣联合在一起。
Our redemption is in Christ alone.
我们的救赎是唯独在基督里。在耶稣以外，没有任何人能够给我们救赎。
This is the gospel Paul tells us here that was promised before him.
这里保罗告诉我们，这福音是在过去就已经预先应许的。如果你用另外一个方式表达，就是福音在旧约就已经预先应许。
The gospel that Paul is called to herald is the culmination of all the promises, types, shadows, ceremonies, laws, events, feasts, prophecies, and the temple.
福音在旧约里头怎么样被应许呢？就是透过献祭，透过预表，透过圣殿，透过会幕。 透过旧约各样的礼仪来预先应许这福音。
So the gospel is new, but in many ways it is not. In fact, in the early church,
那福音在某些方面我们可以说它是新的，但是在其他许多方面它一点都不是新的，在初代教会。
Those called to defend the faith.
他有些人被呼召要来护卫我们的信仰。
In the early Roman, in the ancient Roman Empire,
在古罗马时代,
often endeavored to demonstrate that Christianity was the fulfillment of the Old Testament.
他们常常会辩证说, 福音就是成就了旧约的应许,
and therefore it's very ancient.
所以它是非常古老, 这福音。
This is not to deny the newness of the New Testament.
但这不是要否定新约有它新的地方。
But it is grounded, has its roots planted deeply in the rich soil of the Old Testament.
但是福音是深深地扎根在旧约的信息中。
The message of the gospel finds its focus in the Lord Jesus Christ.
福音的核心，福音的中心就是主耶稣基督。
We see that spelled out for us here, beginning at verse 3.
他解说,
regarding his son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David.
他说论到他的儿子我们的主耶稣基督按肉身说他是从大卫的后裔生的。
So Jesus is a descendant of King David.
所以耶稣他是大卫王的后裔。
And according to his flesh, according to his human nature. And Paul go on and says that he is and through the Spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead.
第四节说按着圣洁的灵说因为从死人中复活显明他是大有能力的神的儿子。
Now, many older commentators would look to this passage as one place to show the biblical foundation for the what we call in theology the hypostatic union, that is, the two natures of Christ, the divine and human nature, in one person.
有一些比较古老的注释在注解这节经文的时候会说到这个经文所讲的就是耶稣基督的神性跟人性合为合于 联合于一个位格当中。
However, that doctrine is true.
当然这个教义是对的，是真的。
If Jesus isn't both God and man, we would not be saved.
如果耶稣他不是完全的人跟完全的神合于一个位格，那么我们就不会得救。
I believe that here Paul's concern is not so much with defending or advocating the two natures of Christ, but the two states of God.
但是我相信这节经文它的意思比较不是在强调耶稣基督的人神二性，而是它比较在强调耶稣基督两个不同的状态。
That is, Paul is here concerned with Christ's stage or state of life, both in his state of humiliation and exaltation.
我相信保罗在这里关注的是保罗的两个状态，一个是他的降卑，还有另外一个是他的升高，这两个状态。You've
all memorized the Westminster Larger and Shorter Catechism.
或许记得西敏的大要理问答跟小要理问答这样子说。If
you shook your heads, yes, I'll be talking to you actually.
我觉得你们是不是真的了解西敏信条。
Paul's concern is to focus in upon that hinge that is the resurrection, that transition, that change in the life of Christ from the state of humiliation, that is everything leading from his conception to his death and burial in the tomb.
我认为他所关注的是他从降卑的状态转换到他升高的状态。那他降卑的状态包括他从宫女怀孕，包括他受苦，最后受死。
And then that transition that happens at the resurrection when he enters into his state of glory.
那耶稣从降卑的状态进到他升高的状态，就是从他复活的那一刻开始，然后一直到他进入完全的荣耀里。
That state of humiliation was for our salvation, as Paul will spell out elsewhere in Philippians 2, 1 through 11.
耶稣的降杯他受羞辱受苦难的心 是为了我们的救赎, 在腓立比书的第二章那边会更清楚地讲。
We might describe the resurrection as spelled out here as Christ's coronation or the crown.
那在这边提到耶稣的复活，就是讲到耶稣他好像那个王一样被加冕、被升高、被高举。
The resurrection is when Paul says Jesus is declared to be or appointed to be the Son of God in power.
这边基督的复活就是像保罗在第四节说的，就是显明他是大有能力的神的儿子。
So if you're following what I think here is the NIV,
everybody do NIV,
the translation, you'll see I disagree with the translators. The word power does not belong with the declaration, but with the Lord Jesus. It's not to say that his resurrection wasn't a powerful declaration.
那这边的意思，那个大有能力应该是拿来形容耶稣基督的复活，而不是来形容那个显明。
It's simply to say that it's the resurrection that is the transition from Christ's humble estate to his enthronement.
那这边提到的就是那个状态的转换，意思很单纯，就是从耶稣他非常卑微的状态，能够进到一个高升、被高举的状态中。If
Christ doesn't transition from humiliation to exaltation at the resurrection, then we cannot transition from being under God's wrath to being recipients of His grace.
如果耶稣基督他没有从卑微降卑的状态进到他升高被高举的状态中，那么我们也绝对没有办法从在上帝愤怒的状态中进到他的恩典中。
Another way to put this is simply to say,
最简单而言,
Jesus is our Lord.
耶稣是我们的主。
Or maybe I should say Jesus is Lord.
或许我应该这样讲，耶稣就是主。
And coming to faith in Christ,
那我们信耶稣的时候,
is a recognition that He is our Lord.
那我们信耶稣的时候，我们就是在承认他是我们的。
In other words, Jesus saves us by His life, death, and resurrection life.
换句话说，耶稣他拯救我们是透过他的生命，透过他的死亡，还有透过他的复活。
These actually happen. These things actually happen in space and time.
这些事情真的在历史中发生。These
are facts
of history. 这是历史事实。
Not a fairy tale.
这是小说。
Not a myth.
也不是一个传说。
If we trust in Christ, He then is our Savior and Lord.
如果我们信靠耶稣, 祂就是我们的救主,
and the rational response, the only proper response to give to the Lord Jesus at that point, is to bow the knee to Him.
我们真的信耶稣做我们的救主和生命的主，我们唯一合理的反应回应就是向他屈膝跪拜。
As Paul says, we will do all of us.
就像保罗所说的，在腓立比书有一天，万膝都要承认耶稣的。
In Philippians 2:9-11,
腓立比书第二章九到十一节。
And by the way, all of us will bow the knee, either voluntarily or involuntarily, but we will all bow the knee.
有一天耶稣再来的时候，所有人不管是心甘乐意的或是心不甘情不愿的，所有人都会向耶稣屈膝跪拜，承认他是主。
The brothers and sisters, is Christ and are the benefits, the blessings that come to us by believing, by trusting in Him, by casting ourselves upon Him, are these at the heart of your faith?
弟兄姐妹，我们需要问自己的问题是：耶稣基督是不是我们愿意屈膝敬拜、全然信靠的那位救主？
And that brings us to our final point.
让我们进到最后一个重点。
Verses 5-7,
五到七节。
Paul tells the saints at Rome that he and they are recipients of God's grace in Christ.
告诉这些罗马教会的圣徒说, 他自己还有这些圣徒, 都领受了上帝的恩典。
Elsewhere in the letter, Paul explains the rationale, part of the rationale for his wanting to write the letter to the Romans, if he wants to come to Rome, he wants to visit them.
那在罗马书的其他地方, 保罗提到为什么他要写信给罗马的教会, 因为他想要来看望他们。
Wants to have the mutual blessing.
他想要跟罗马教会的圣徒彼此祝福.
A deep blessing them.
他祝福他们.
A big blessing him.
然后这些圣徒也祝福他.
Both Paul and the saints at Rome have been the recipients of God's blessed grace manifested in the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗他自己和罗马教会的圣徒都是一同领受上帝的恩典和祝福，而这祝福是在耶稣基督里。
Another way of putting that is to say that Paul's calling as an apostle cannot be torn from his own experience of salvation.
因为保罗他作为一个使徒的职分，不能够跟他个人得救的这件事情切割开来，这两件事情是紧密相关的。
On that Damascus Road encounter, in that encounter with the risen Lord,
在大马士革耶稣跟复活基督相遇的见证里,
God called Paul to preach the good news of Jesus Christ to the nations.
上帝呼召保罗把耶稣基督的好消息传遍万国万民。
As he says here, to bring about the obedience of faith.
就像在这个第五节他说, 就是要在万族中使人因他的名相信而顺服。
An obedience that flows from faith.
这顺服是从信心而来的。
That is the supernatural outgrowth of faith.
它是一个信心会带出来超自然的结果。
And we know this is only accomplished by the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道这只有在圣灵的工作之下才会发生。
True faith that rests in Christ alone for salvation.
真正信靠耶稣得救的信心,
however,
但是,
is always accompanied by other saving graces that the Westminster Standard remind us. Things like love, joy, peace.
心理信条有提醒我们说，就是一个真正使人得救的信心，一定会伴随着其他救恩的恩典，包括我们的爱人、爱神，然后喜乐，还有平安等等。 一定伴随着得救的信心，不会说我信心，然后没有其他的东西。
To believe the gospel is to be obedient to God.
相信福音也意味着顺服神。
That doesn't mean that that obedience earns God's favor.
当然这绝对不是说我们 的顺服赚得了上帝对我们的悦纳。
That would be the furthest thing from Paul's mind.
因为这在保罗他的逻辑当中是非常清楚。Obedience
flows from true faith. It is a fruit of it.
顺服总是信心所结的果子，它是果子，是信心所带来的结果。To
disbelieve is to disobey.
不信就是不顺服。To
disbelieve brings judgment.
那如果不信就会带来审判。This
is true.
这是真实的。
Now Paul, you will remember if you studied his life in the book of Acts and read his letters, typically began his outreach and evangelism in a given community by preaching in the synagogue.
因为我们读保罗生平，不管是使徒行传或是他的书信，通常保罗传福音都是在犹太人的群体当中，在一个会堂里面去跟他们传讲福音。
Until he got picked up.
他们就会继续的传讲，直到他被赶出去。
Then he would go to the marketplace.
然后他就会去市场。
But he was always concerned with his fellow countrymen.
但是他总是非常关心他的同胞们。
Their relationship to the plan of salvation was never far from his heart.
他的同胞犹太人到底有没有得救，总是他所关切的。
And that's why we have chapters 9 to 11.
为什么罗马书会有第9章到第11章。
While Paul's calling was to bring the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ to people who had never heard it before, He still felt that he wanted to present the gospel to the saints around him.
当保罗他传福音给其他信徒多的人的时候，他还是心里面很想要去关心这些罗马的圣徒。Paul
wants God to be active among the saints at Rome, as he has been active in his ministry in other parts of the Mediterranean world.
当保罗在地中海的其他地区传道，上帝在那边大大的动工的时候，保罗也希望上帝可以在罗马这个地方的教会大大的动工。
As Paul says, to all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, you might paraphrase that, to all in Taipei who are loved by God and called to be saints.
那保罗第七节那里说，我写信给各位住在罗马为神所爱蒙召的圣徒，我们可以把它稍微改一下吧。罗马变成台北，我写信给各位住在台北为神所爱蒙召的圣徒。
The question is, are you loved by God and called to be a saint?
那关键问题是，你是蒙神所爱并且蒙召为圣徒的人吗？
In conclusion,
结论，
Paul experienced God's grace in Christ.
保罗他经历在耶稣基督里的恩典。
Preach the gospel to the nation.
传福音给万民。
At the end of the book of Acts, even though Paul's under house arrest in Rome, he's still preaching the gospel. And even doing it to the Jewish elders that came to Rome or who lived in Rome.
那在使徒行传最后一章，你看到保罗他即使被关在罗马监狱，他仍然继续的传福音，甚至有一些犹太人的长老到那边，他也跟他们传福音。
Have you heard the message of salvation in Christ?
你是否真的听见在耶稣基督里头救恩的信息？
And have you responded in faith?
你是否用信心来回应他，相信他？
If not, now is the day of salvation.
如果没有的话，那么今天是拯救的日子。
No reason to put it off. Not wise to put it off.
你拒绝这个信息，实在是非常没有智慧的事情。
If you have trusted in Christ, are you walking daily with Him?
如果你信耶稣，你是否天天与主同行呢？
So these truths that Paul has laid out for us in the introduction to his letter,
在保罗他介绍这本书信的前面几节经文中，这些真理
light a fire under you.
是否在你的心里使你更火热呢？
Do they excite you?
是否让你对主更兴奋、更热情呢？
Or as they say in some parts of the United States, you do a bit wet.
还是你冷掉呢？ 还是你的心对主冷淡呢？
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that come after you have given to us.
天父，谢谢你赐下话语给我。
We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ.
谢谢你赐给我们主耶稣基督。
Who lived and died and was raised for us.
他在这世上活过、死过、又从死里复活，都是为了我们。
For our salvation.
是为了我们的救恩。
We thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit.
谢谢你恩赐给我们圣灵。
Who enables us to believe.
圣灵让我们有能力相信。
And who causes us to understand and obey.
让我们可以明白真理并且顺服。
We thank you for his guidance and direction.
谢谢你赐下圣灵成为我们的引导。
Working with your Holy Spirit.
是借着你的话语在我们身上工作。
May we meditate upon what we have.
帮助我们持续的默想今天所听见的。
Jesus, may you pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.